The question was asked, is it considered fine, refined, couth or uncouth to drink directly from a bottle and offer it to other people? So the halacha says both in the laws of kiddush and in the laws of endangering your life, there is such a siman in Shulchan Aruch, there is such a chapter in the Codex that discusses the laws of protecting your life from danger. So over there it says many interesting things, like you're not allowed to put money in your mouth. That's halacha. Says that money very often carries disease with it. They didn't have the word germs, so they just said money carries diseases. You're not allowed to put money in your mouth. Machala. Machala. You could look it up. It's in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredea. So you're not allowed to put money in your mouth. That's one example of a danger. So over there it also discusses sharing a bottle or sharing a cup. And it says that there are two types of people in the world. There are people who feel very comfortable, and you who did the army, I'm very surprised. How could you go through the army without sharing bottles? People share canteens, people share bottles all the time. You didn't. Okay, good for you. Good for you. And what I know, people share everything. And coming back to, so the halacha says that when you drink from a bottle, it's considered wrong to offer it to the next guy for two reasons. One is, you might be giving him your germs. And he might say, I don't care. And that's fine. If he asks you for your bottle, you can give it to him. That's not a problem. But number two is, he might be very disgusted by the idea of drinking from your mouth. And he might be uncomfortable to say that to you. And then you're causing him convulsions out of disgust. You could really cause him to feel sick, because he feels like he can't refuse, and yet he is completely repulsed by drinking from someone else. And that's why the halacha says you're not supposed to offer it to someone else. And that's why the halacha says when you make kiddush, that's why this appears both in the laws of danger and in the laws of kiddush, because it says when you make kiddush and you're going to pour other people from your cup, so then the more appropriate way to do it is pour out of your cup and then drink from it. Don't drink and then pour them your germs. Pour out and then drink. So you finish the kiddush, you say the berbrag oven as you're about to sip, beforehand you pour out and then you sip. So this is important. No, most people don't know this halacha, but that's the halacha. When you make kiddush, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, for both reasons. A, because of germs, and A isn't enough because some people aren't concerned, so then you have to be concerned about B, that some people are disgusted with it. Now, we'll end with a practical tip. What I discovered being a bachelor and eating by many people's home is that some people aren't sensitive to this at all. So I am sensitive to this. I'm one of those people that can really throw up just from the idea. So I'm not sure it's a positive thing about me, but that's just the way I am. So very often they'd make kiddush and the head of the house would drink and pass me the cup. So what do? So it took me a little bit of time to realize that I could just bring the cup near my lips and no one will notice if I drank or didn't. And you did your kiddush, you were yotzei even if you didn't drink. So very often I'd try to say no thanks, and they'd say, yeah, drink. And I'd say, no, they. They don't know that if I don't drink, I still did my kiddush. Many hosts in their mind, how could you not drink from kiddush? The halach is you don't have to drink from it. The one who made kiddush should drink from it. Someone should drink from it. You, as a guest, do not have to drink from it. Correct. Now, where do you run into problems? And it's a good question why we do this. I don't have a good answer. Neither did Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is when you get married. The officiating rabbi, drinks from the cup. And the custom is that he drinks directly from the cup. And Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, I don't know why we do this. I remember as a chatan, it was like, I'm going to have to drink from that. So I had a lot of respect for the rabbi who officiated our wedding. But I really felt like I had no choice. It really wasn't something I wanted to do. But that's the custom. I don't know why. Technically, from the halachic perspective, we would expect you should pour out into a cup and drink from that. But no one does that. So that's the one time where we see that. At a brit, I always pour out. I don't drink directly from the cup. Everyone passes the cup from the brit. I wouldn't do that. What do you need everyone's germs for? But again, that's the halachic perspective. That some people don't mind. The halacha says some people don't mind, and they're entitled to not mind. It's not like they're crazy. They're entitled to do it that way. We have to have that sensitivity when we make kiddush.